Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The fight continues to protect abortion survivors. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this fight continues, and I am very happy and proud of these men and women in Congress, particularly in the House, that have continued to bring this issue to the forefront. And they did that in the past, and they're still doing it now, and they're not letting up.
You know, especially these new people in Congress, you know, and you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene, you've got Lauren Boebert, and here's a great example, Kat Kamak from Florida is also a new pro-life freshman senator who really pushed this petition.
And they're all women that you
right.
just mentioned.
Amen.
Yeah, so you have a record number of first-day signatures on a discharge petition filed by the House members to bring the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act to the floor for a vote. House members lined up to sign the petition, beginning at the part of the first part of the day, but by the late evening, 202 members had already signed. 202. You need 218 votes to pass something, or the petition, I should say, requires 218 signatures from House members, which means five Democrats would have to join the 213 Republicans currently holding House seats. Now, what does this bill do? Well, first of all, the discharge petition is being done because Nancy Pelosi refuses and has refused for some time in
over
the past
and over again
to allow the members of the House to vote on this bill.
Simply to bring it to the floor for a vote. She has blocked that over and over again.
It's amazing the power of the Speaker of the House.
Right.
They have the power to give thumbs up or thumbs down, if you will. And Speaker Pelosi will not even allow debate or discussion on this bill. So
we're talking about lives of children here that have survived an abortion. How can you do a thumbs up or a thumbs down? I don't get that.
It's such a radical pro-abortion mentality. And this, as you know, we're talking about, is really an infanticide bill. It's to prevent infanticide. The name of it says the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. These are babies who were intended to be aborted, but they were born alive. And now they're alive, they're outside of the womb, and they're living.
And it's tragic they have to fight for this, but I'm so grateful they are.
They are, and they're still doing it. And so what this discharge petition does is try to bypass Nancy Pelosi. And they've already, I mean, the signatures have just mushroomed in the first day. And I think we'll get all of the members of the House to sign it. It's an infanticide bill because what this bill does is it says if you have a baby who was born alive, even though they were intended to be aborted, but now they're alive and they're breathing, they're outside the womb.
And this really happens. They're not hypothetical.
No.
We've talked to them.
We've interviewed people on this
yeah,
program.
Yeah, Melissa Oden, Claire Caldwell, those are Gianna Jessen. I mean, those are real people who have survived abortions.
And so if you have somebody like that, then you need to give them medical treatment in the same way, at the same level, that you would give any other newborn baby that was born. So, in other words, you can't just say, well, this baby was intended to be born, and we're going to give it different kind of medical treatment. It was born alive. It's premature. We're going to help it. But this other baby, same size, same gestation, same issue. There's nothing wrong with them, perhaps. In some cases, in many cases, there's just nothing wrong. They just got aborted, but they're still living.
You know, I think about the story of Melissa Oden. You know, she survived a saline abortion. You know, once the procedure was finished, they put her on a table, didn't think she was alive, and a nurse happened to notice she was moving, had compassion on her, and now she's alive fighting for abortion survivors as a result.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this bill then would say if that happens, then there is a legal requirement to help that baby rather than just putting them over into the corner and let that baby gasp for air and die. In fact, if you did that to any baby, what would happen? They would likely gasp for breath and die, particularly if they're born premature. or they would choke on fluid that has gotten into their lungs during the process, or something else that may have happened. So whatever you're going to do to these other babies who were intended to be born alive, you have to do to someone else who was intended to be aborted, but now they are alive.
This is truly a moral and ethical issue, Matt, and it needs to be legal. Like I said, I don't understand why we have to fight for this. This is about, you know, human lives here.
Yeah, so Kat Carmick, she's a freshman, as you mentioned, representative from Florida, Republican. She's one of the many freshman women Republicans in Congress. And she and Steve Scalise, a Republican from Louisiana, the House Whip and Representative Ann Wagner, a representative from Missouri, they're the ones who filed this discharge petition that would force Speaker Pelosi to bring the bill to the floor for a vote. I believe if that happens, we will get this voted upon, and then it will go over to the United States Senate. And what we have is, you know, the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists has more than 30,000 medical professionals. And when you add that one to American College of Pediatrician, Christian Medical and Dental Associations, Catholic Medical Association, and Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, 30,000, tens of thousands of these individuals, they said on record that they support the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. They said, quote, "There is no scientific or legal reason to distinguish between human beings born after an attempted abortion and human beings born after attempted live birth. In cases," they say, "where the mother's life actually is in danger in the latter half of pregnancy, there is not time for an abortion. We can and do save the life of the mother, though delivery of an intact infant in a hospital where both the mother and the newborn can receive the care that they need. There is no medical reason," they continue, "to intentionally kill that fetal human being."
You know, there's no difference with a child. It's the difference is the mindset of the mother. You know, the mother
and
the medical professionals. Yeah. They want to consider, is it a baby that I want to be born, or is it a fetus that I want to get rid of? That is the difference.
And the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, reports that at least 143 babies were born alive after an attempted abortion between 2003 and 2014, a number derived from only the 8 states that report this information.
So, and that's old, 2014, that's old. So
that is very, very low.
Yeah.
Because, number one, only 8 states report. Number two, that means that you have 42 states that don't report at all.
Yeah, and we know, as we represent Sandra Merritt, one of the undercover journalists who exposed that Planned Parenthood not only is profiting from abortions, but also from selling the baby body parts, that there are babies that are specifically born alive in order to take their parts.
Exactly. So they're never reported. Can you imagine? There's no incentive for these abortion doctors or these abortion centers to report, "We had a baby that was born alive and we let it die." You know, they know that that would be very problematic that they report something like this. So this number that the CDC has is woefully low. But even the CDC shows that it happens.
Right. I mean, we know that babies are born alive so they can get their beating hearts
and
to be
that,
used
that's
for
exactly,
research.
Yeah, and that's from our Sandra Merritt case,
right,
out of California with Planned Parenthood. We know, and the videos clearly show, and that's why they got sued by the Attorney General of California and Planned Parenthood, because they want to stop that information from going out. But we have documented information that's been put under deposition, that's been filed in courts, that's been stated under oath, where these individuals actually look at women, find out what kind of order form they have in terms of what kind of body part they need, abort a baby. Many of them don't have injections because they don't want to put some kind of chemical poison into their system and hurt the research process. Which means they feel the pain, and then they remove the organs while they're still alive. We know that that happens.
It's like Frankenstein today in America.
This should never happen in America. And so pray for this Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org and lcaction.org, lcaction.org. We have continually supported this bill, and we will continually support and fight for the sanctity of human life. In the meantime, pray for the Sandra Merritt case. It's still moving forward on both the criminal and civil case levels. We have a lot of ground still to cover. And for more information, you can go to lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.